Welcome again to Fáilte Rót as we continue our Lenten reflections each Sunday here on Scariff Bay Community Radio. Fintan Monaghan, Bishop of Killaloe here, attempting to glean some wisdom from the sacred texts of the day to give a reflection that might help in the spiritual sphere and with our pilgrimage through this Lenten season. It's good to see the days lengthening and spring gradually taking over as we just marked the meteorological beginning of the spring season on the first day of March, just 2 days ago. There were so many rich options for a theme in the readings of the Word of God today. Moses giving the law on Sinai, the treasures that God offers us in the Psalm, the message of the cross on our Lenten pilgrimage in the reading, or the dramatic cleansing of the temple by Jesus in the Gospel. On reflecting on that great richness and many options just outlined, I'm offering a reflection on two contrasting sides of the personality and the message of Jesus. On the one hand, a window into his kindness and tenderness and loving nature, and on the other, his toughness, upright and unrelenting message that literally takes no prisoners. I'll start with the benevolent Jesus and move on to the hard man, the street fighter, so to speak. There is one sentence by Jesus in today's Gospel that sets up the first aspect of our reflection and meditation. It runs, "He never needed evidence about any person. He could tell what people had in them." You might remember from home years ago the picture of the Sacred Heart that hung in many homes. You might recall the penetrating eyes of Jesus on that seemed to follow you right around the room, no matter where you went. Those eyes who knew when you were up to no good, and even if you hid behind the chair. He saw you when you emerged and knew exactly where you were in the game of hide and seek. That line in today's Gospel about Jesus being able to tell what people had in them reminds me of the Sacred Heart picture. Of course, looking now from an adult lens, the Sacred Heart picture had a gentle story to tell. The eyes were in fact soft, gentle, compassionate, tender, you might even say. And the inward gesturing hand that was indeed inviting you to a special place, the heart of Christ, which was the symbol of Christ's love for you. We did not always get that message as children simply because of the graphic nature of the heart and the negative messaging some created around it. That line of the Gospel which sums up the all-knowing, all-seeing quality of Jesus could cause you to become paranoid if you thought about it for too long. No more than the suggestive power of the Sacred Heart picture of old, we fall all too easily for the notion that Jesus is a watcher, a big brother in the sky who is judging, adding up and calculating our faults and generally keeping that eagle-eyed, penetrating stare on everything we do. In that Gospel line, the roving eyes of the Sacred Heart image, the Jesus I believe in and subscribe to is the Jesus of the tender gaze. The Jesus who looks lovingly on genuine effort and on our truthful desire to be followers of his. The Jesus whose open heart is a symbol of an open-heartedness that invites all of us to be open-hearted in generosity and kindness to one another. The Jesus of compassion and loving forgiveness, who in turn asks us to be tolerant and forgiving of those whom we think may have wronged us. The Jesus who overlooks our clumsy and poor choices in life and our recurring tendency of not honouring our own best intentions. The Jesus of Lent who travelled to Jerusalem to fulfil God's plan of salvation by his suffering and death on the cross. This Jesus reminds us that Lent is our time to accept, at minimum, the shadow of a cross in the form of the hardship that may come into our own lives. The Jesus who knows without any evidence the potential for good that all of us have and the potential to fulfill that promise of our talents and abilities. In other words, the Jesus who knows and encourages us to be our best. Our journey of Lent is progressing. We are reminded today that God knows us in our entirety. God, Jesus, doesn't need to guard us and tot up our sins. No, Lent is about realization for us that the journey of Lent is an inward one to our own interior life. Lent is not about being miserable, but about realizing the freedom and the space God has given us to go to that special place of the heart, which is love. Jesus of the old Sacred Heart painting, and the line of the Gospel is Lent generally gesturing us to walk in love and to rejoice that we are among those invited to return love for love. Changing tack then, moving to the other side of the coin, another contrasting aspect of the person and message of Jesus is in the story of him cleansing the temple. Like the desert episode in our Gospel for the first Sunday of Lent, and the transfiguration experience on the mountain last Sunday, the temple is a holy place, a place of special encounter with God. In the scene of the cleansing of the temple today in the Gospel, we do not see the glorious face of Jesus, we see his angry face. Jesus is not happy with what he sees, precisely because the way the temple worship has been organized no longer reflects God's idea of a worshiping community. Jesus was not opposed to outward signs of worship. He himself went to the temple to pray on several occasions, but seeing this holy place turned into a marketplace and a den of thieves, he becomes very angry and physically drove the merchants and money changers out of the temple grounds. He could not allow his father's house to be a place for worship without a soul, for a religion motivated by the pursuit of gain. He wanted it restored to its original purpose, namely a place of authentic worship for the community. The cleansing of the temple is one of the most significant acts in Jesus' ministry, and the story is found in all four Gospels, but it has a unique position in the Gospel of St. John. This scene and this aspect of the nature of Jesus gives us a much-needed balance to the Christian message. Christianity is not all softness and light. It certainly takes stock of the darkness and hardness of the world around us, and it is a message not only of take, but of give, not only of love, but response, not only of mercy, but of justice, not just gift, but responsibility. Let us now consider another temple, ourselves. By baptism, we have become temples of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. If Jesus were to walk into the temple of our hearts and minds right now, what would he see? What would he do? What would he have to drive out? Today's Gospel is presented in the context of Lent. Lent is a time for spring cleaning, a time to hire the skip, so to say. It is the time to do some spring cleaning of the soul. There is a deep meaning to the cleansing of the temple. Today's Gospel for this third Sunday of Lent calls us to do some cleansing, healing work within us, some soul work. Meister Eckhart, the German mystic, he believed that the temple that Jesus is cleansing in today's Gospel symbolizes our hearts and souls. Eckhart asks us to imagine what or who has the place of honor in our inner temple. For Eckhart, the temple is the soul which must be cleared of hindrances and obstacles before God can reside there. And according to Eckhart, he wants to be alone there. Jesus wants to remove all the distractions that prevent us from having an authentic relationship with him. We need to remember that we are temples of the Holy Spirit. We are expected to cleanse our hearts of all that is preventing us from living with integrity. Reminiscent of what Jesus did in the cleansing of the temple, we must cleanse ourselves of attitudes and behaviors that prevent us from an authentic relationship with God. How God defended and purified his temple back then reminds us that he does the same for his church today. So there's no need to worry. The church may go through rough times, but God will never let it fail. It's like G.K. Chesterton once wrote, "Christianity has died many times and risen again, for it had a God who knew his way out of the grave." So, two somewhat contrasting messages to ponder today as we mark more or less the halfway stage of the Lenten pilgrimage. I look forward to joining you next week, continuing the spiritual reflections, and of course for the special day that next Sunday is, Mother's Day. A very happy, good, and safe week to you and yours. Amen.